Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. The Ancient Peace Archive features a blend of New Age, Christian, and spiritual music for your personal journey. From the Jesus People era and beyond.
World, give me Jesus.
With Give Me Jesus, and before that, Alan Walk's Traveling Light. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
Exploring Science and the Sea. For most of the 17th century, the sun pretty much went to sleep. That appears to have been good news for the ships that plied the waters of the New World. The number of shipwrecks dropped, suggesting that the number and strength of tropical storms went down as well. To help understand what our planet's warming climate might mean for future hurricanes, researchers look to the past. Among other things, they study how storm intensity has changed during periods of a warmer or cooler climate. An especially cool period took place from about 1645 to 1715. It's known as the Maunder Minimum. It was a period when the sun showed almost none of the dark magnetic storms known as sunspots. Fewer sunspots means that Earth was receiving less energy from the sun, causing the climate to cool. To see what that meant for tropical storms, a team of researchers looked at two things over a period of several centuries. First was tree rings in old/pine trees in Florida. Tropical storms are bad for the trees, so the rings from those years are stunted. And second, they examined records of Spanish ships that wrecked in and around the Caribbean during hurricane season. Those two items revealed a 75% drop in tropical storm activity during the Maunder Minimum. That suggests that Caribbean waters were cooler then, and the atmosphere less friendly for storm formation. It also suggests that the opposite could be true as the climate heats up, making the future more hazardous at sea and along the coasts. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
Old Robin McWilliam, he lived alone in a castle there. Far away from people, he did dwell. No one really knew his name, but they read about his story and fame in a storybook on a hill. The days were black, the nights were too, and the stormy weather blew from November down to the early June. No telling now what the wisdom brings from a man who is no king, but his mind is surely higher too. Robin McWilliam lived in a castle, now he is living there still. If you can bring him gifts of the wine and the wisdom, if you would bring him there, he would love you. They bring no swords, they bring a bomb and a cannon and more, to find a way to find the walls which have been there for more and more than I. White fire all day, the captain says, we'll get him out if he's even dead. We'll bring him out and we'll string him up on the turret walls, we'll string him up. Robin McWilliam, he was so wise as to see the wisdom in a captain's eye. And he laid down a knife and he laid down a sword, for he could not take not one little more, for the man Robin McWilliam he saw. If you want my death, if you want my breath, you better come quick, cause I'm flying away. I would like to take your sword my way. And the captain fell down rather dead. An army they moved around and said, what kind of magic would this man bring now? I am the wisdom in the hill. I have been here longer than you will. Know me now, for I am going away. Robin McWilliam, he lives there still. There are armies who are coming to take away his will. For freedom on a hill and lying all day. You can never fight the will of a peace that way. No, no, no. Was long, long ago, but my friend, it is today so. The hill is there, Robin McWilliam knows. You play your time around your finger, you never know what time will bring her, but you know it might bring her sorrow. Thank you.
long time ago, soldiers came for his body, but he is there still. You may come up and you may go down, you may leave the floor, you may fly all around, you may know the storybooks that have never been found. For a children's heart can be made on the ground. Oh, tell me, Robert, and tell me so fine. You know the wills of hills, and you know the way of the mine, and you know the castle high is not so hard to find. If you're living so low and you have an easy mind, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la. Something.
Lamb with Traveler's Observation, and before that, Morning Calm from 1970, Song Under a Tree. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, featuring a blend of New Age, Christian, and spiritual music for your personal journey from the Jesus People era and beyond. I'll be back with more music right after this.
This is Bird Note. What is that cloud, low in the autumn sky, shape-shifting as you watch from a beach or mudflat, suddenly flashing from dark to light? It's a cloud of small sandpipers called dunlins. When threatened by a falcon, for instance, dunlins take to the air, flying so close together that it's hard for a predator to capture one. The dunlin's synchronous twisting and turning is a marvel of aerial acrobatics, with the birds alternately flashing brown backs and white bellies. The speed of change is breathtaking, with hundreds of birds turning simultaneously. A researcher, curious about the lack of mid-air collisions and speculating about extrasensory communication, filmed a few of these flocks. He found that a bird at one edge turns toward the middle and a wave sweeps across the entire flock in less than a second. Like a member of a chorus line, each bird sees the movement beginning to happen and makes the appropriate response. To see that chorus line of dunlin, begin at our website, birdnote.org. Also, sign up for the podcast or weekly preview mail. That's birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann. Thank you.
fish dropped out to the floor. To disappear amongst the shadows, leave my dream behind. To find our worlds dissolving endlessly before me into infinity. Nothingness surrounds me here and now. Ooh. And it's this feeling of bliss when I'm gone in the end. The kind of space I'd like to show a friend.
in life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour.
All Sons and Daughters with Great Are You, Lord. Before that, Yoganini with Bliss, and we started off with Light Streams and Atmospheric Dreams. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
There's an ancient idea that all of life is in vibration. Well, now we can add one more tiny but palpable voice to this cosmic choir. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Dr. Jim Jimczewski is a UCLA professor of biochemistry. While studying a common yeast cell, just your regular kind of yeast used in bread and beer making, he made a fascinating discovery.
What we found is that the wall of the cell moves back and forward, but by minute, tiny amounts. And what we were doing was picking up that motion directly and then amplifying it through a loudspeaker. But since the motion is very small in reality, you couldn't hear it with your ear.
Jimczewski says that he's just beginning to have an idea of what's making that sound within the cell.
A cell is like a chemical factory. And like in any factory, you would have to have some form of pumps, things that move things around. So to create this motion, you know, the pumping of the liquids, these protein motors do that. They don't look like motors in our world. They're soft, flexible things, but they move. And that motion is reflected in a motion of the cell wall. And that's what we're picking up.
It's thought that virtually all living cells produce this kind of motion, even the cells that make up our bodies. So it should be possible to listen to their sounds as well.
The types that you find in the human body are probably 1,000 times softer than the yeast cell. And when we try to measure something much, much softer, it's much harder.
Pass the singing beer, please. We'll hear more about how scientists listen to these cell songs in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
If you'd like more information about the Ancient Peace Archive or any other of my programs, please feel free to email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. Or you can also reach me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many, many blessings.